Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael, divine likeness. Today, we will explore a third intellectual framework, a paradigm, to help propel our practice of Ahavas Yisrael forward. In Sefer Devarim Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, the Torah discusses a case where a man is put to death through a Jewish court of law. The criminal is hung on a tree, and the Torah directs Beis Din, Lo Salin Nivlaso Al Ha'etz, do not let the corpse hang overnight. Ki kavar tikbarenu bayom hahu. You must bury the body that same day. This pasuk is the Torah source for burial. Why? Why must this guilty man, this criminal, be buried quickly? The pasuk continues, Ki kilalas Elokim taloi. Because a hanging body is an affront to Hashem. Rashi shares a fascinating analogy to help understand what is happening here. Imagine, he says, that there are identical twin brothers. They grow up and their paths diverge wildly. One becomes a criminal, and the other becomes the honorable king of the land. The criminal is arrested for crimes punishable by death and is hung. When people pass by the body hanging, they see the criminal, but they mistake him for the king. After all, they look alike. Such a circumstance is an indignity to the king. Rashi explains, "Bidnmus diyokno, we are created in Hashem's likeness." This is an astounding idea with significant ramifications in how we view every Jew. Let's go back to that pasuk in Devarim. There's a Jewish man. It doesn't seem like he's a very good guy and certainly not a model Jew, as he is found guilty and deserving of capital punishment. He's put to death but must be buried before nightfall because if people see him, it would be an affront to Hashem, to whom this Jew bears a likeness on par compared to a twin brother. Each Jew is created B'Tselem Elokim, created in the image of God. Each Jew is famously described as a chelek elokal mima'al, a chelek, a piece of the divine. And the Baal HaTanya adds, chelek eloka mima'al mamish, which means really, literally. We're certainly touching on the mystical here, way beyond my pay grade. But the basic idea is that every Jew, whether they are a tzaddik, a criminal, or somewhere in between, is likened to Hashem himself. Each Jew is godly. Each Jew is a piece of the divine. The more we could view other Jews accurately through this paradigm, the easier it would be to respect, appreciate, and love them. If we could put on special glasses, glasses with lenses that filter out a lot of the junk, the externals that we tend to get distracted by, and lenses that focused our vision of other Jews on their godly essence, which is B'dmus D'yokno, then it would be that much easier to love them. Rabbi David Sutton, in his book on Ahavas Yisrael, brings down a beautiful practice that Rabbi Avigdor Miller had based on this concept. Rabbi Miller would say, when you look at a Jewish face, you should think, this person was created in the image of Hashem. My friends, I encourage you to try this strategy out. For the next 3 days, every time you pass or interact with a Jew, think to yourself, or if you're really bold, maybe you'll even whisper, this man, this woman, this Jewish child, he or she is created in the image of Hashem. And as you do that, watch as your negative judgments start to fade away and your heart opens wide. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sarah, Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother, Minette Schimmel, Mendel Bas Moshe Yosef and Shendel Dina, who imbued her family with the love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.